This time I will be nice and calm when I say, hi, everybody.
Hey, guys. What's up?
I won't be crazy, although no promise.
I hope that you're enjoying your... Can you pass me them skizzers?
Why do you want skizzers?
Because I have to get rid of this fucking tag.
Yo, tags are the worst.
Murder it. And it's like on the side. It's on the side. It's not even like on my up and my back, but it's like, when did we still decide to do tags? I thought we were past that.
Go with Hanes and you won't have to.
I was going
to
say, I thought it was either Fruit of Looms or Hanes that cut that shit out.
All right, so we're talking about underwear today.
Yeah, your panties, dirty panties.
If you're new here,
hello.
My name is Man, she's Joe.
Welcome.
We are two wicked awkward massholes who like to talk about pop culture-y things.
We don't sound like this shit every day. What are you doing?
I don't know. Movies, TV, books, and music are our jam. That's what we like. Horror things, dark things, spooky things, and everything else.
Jelly or jam? I like jelly.
Jelly? Mm-hmm. Jam, trash. No, I'm just kidding. I don't.
You don't have a preference?
I don't know. Okay. Jam? No. Jelly.
I think jam is...
PB&J or PB&F?
PB&J?
The fuck look you just gave me?
I mean, I know the...
You know why? It's because you're
I've
not from here.
I've never had it.
You're not from New England.
I'm not a marshmallow person.
Yeah, but it's... You know what? I just pretend I didn't ask you that because I'm a little disheartened now.
I'm not opposed to trying it. I'm not going to buy a jar of fluff if...
That's true. It's a New England thing, I realize, so...
Like clam chowder?
I fucking hate clam chowder.
I've never had it.
Because it's clams?
I got...
It's chowder. Too much dairy.
It's chowder. I was offered banana bread the other day. Never had it.
What?
But I've also never had cornbread.
What?
I've just had regular bread.
Cornbread is are you serious right now? You've never gone to a barbecue place and had cornbread?
Do you see me? Brown.
Okay.
This type of brown don't do cornbread. We don't do corn. We go arroz con gandula y pernil, you know? There's no cornbread.
Banana bread even?
No.
That's the only time I can eat anything that's banana flavored because bananas
hurt
my stomach.
Issue, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
And I can have banana bread because it's not a whole banana in a one piece.
No.
You've never had
And one. I've tried pie. I've tried. I can't do it. I can't do pie. It hurts me because Dean loves pie so much. And I want to love it too, but I can't love pie.
What's wrong with pie?
I just don't like it.
What pie did you have?
I tried apple pie.
That's the banger.
I tried store-bought. I tried homemade. I tried it cold. I tried it warm. It is just not hitting any spot. But.
This surprises
me. I'm also not a cake person.
Are you saying you're not a sweets person?
I think I'm not. Because I watch people.
Yes.
Right? Especially at work when they snack.
Yeah.
Popcorn, pretzels. Lily likes to do Jolly Ranchers candy. My sister loves candy. Smarties, sweet tarts, Nerds, Sour Patch Kids. I can't, right? I know what my thing is. And
What's
it describes
thing?
Me to a T. Chips. I'm a salty ass bitch.
Ah!
It's chips, bro.
That's a good point.
You put a bag of chips in front of me.
Oh, it's gone.
Oh, my God.
I try not to be because I know it's not good for you to eat.
No. The sodium levels of that thing, I'm gonna die.
What's your fave?
I like the wavies.
Oh, that's a good one.
Right?
Yeah.
The Ruffles wavies
yeah.
with either French onion dip.
Yo.
Or I'll do Tostitos scoops with the queso and salsa.
Yep. Any like restaurant you go to and they always give you chips and salsa to start.
I'm dogging it.
That thing is gone.
And if you put a side of guac in there, forget it.
I could do without.
Yeah, but like, I don't really like cake. I definitely don't like pie. I'll eat cake if it's like, I really have to be in the mood for it.
Yeah.
But it's the same thing with like ice cream.
Fuck off. That's my number one staple in
life.
Well,
my thing with ice cream is that the lactose in it makes me nauseous. So.
I'm lactose intolerant too.
Yeah, but at the other end, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. If it was just that it was giving me the shits, I would eat it. I don't care. But it makes me want to puke. And I hate throwing up.
I hate that feeling.
So I found Halo ice cream and I ate. This was at a time where I was very upset with myself because I love ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be able to eat a whole pint of Ben & Jerry's.
You just said you don't like ice cream.
I used to be able to eat a whole pint of Ben & Jerry's.
Yeah.
I can't do that. A few scoops in and I'm done. I grabbed a Halo one and I was like, oh, once I start feeling sick, I'll put it away. Next thing you know, I'm scraping the bottom and I was like, what just happened? It was lactose free.
You know what happened? I was away this weekend.
Yeah.
With Charlie in Vermont.
Yeah.
And we went to the Ben & Jerry's factory in Vermont.
Did you?
It was delicious, but they had a non-dairy version that was made with sunflower butter. And it was a cold brew, coffee ice cream with mocha chips.
Oh my God.
It was heavenly. And we went to the store after, just a regular market. And they had a pint of Ben & Jerry's non-dairy mint. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to eat this whole pint.
You ate the whole pint?
Gone.
Yes.
Ma'am. And it was guilt-free. Not like sugar and fat-free, but it was lactose-free. And that means I can enjoy to my heart's
content.
That's what
I'm saying. Yeah. So I think I'm put off by ice cream because of the lactose.
Yeah.
But I'm like sitting there trying to figure out, like, dad, damn it. What's my fucking munchy food? It's fucking chips.
My sweet tooth, I've got on both sides of my parental sides, you know. Mm. My mom's mom, my dad's mom, love their sweets to a point that it skipped them and it went right to me. Because my sweet, I could eat any chocolate,
cake,
cookies, ice cream. No,
not even cookies.
And you know what? That's why it's so hard. Like, my diet was so hard when I went on.
Yeah.
I mean, I gained it all back, but COVID, you know. And
did you?
Almost, yeah.
Oh.
But listen.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't want to give it up, but I've just lessened it a bit because...
You've relaxed it a little
sugar
bit?
Sugar does something to... It makes me happy.
Yeah, it cues your...
Serotonin or something.
Yeah, that shit, yeah.
But ice cream, I could fuck with for days.
No. With me, it's chips. Fuck. Bag of chips. And you know what, though? Like, when I want a snack, I'd rather have fresh fruit.
If there's a fruit salad in front of me, I'll gobble that shit up.
When I was pregnant with Kira, you know when you go to the supermarket and you get, like, the fruit platters?
You ate it all?
The party size.
Damn.
I just sat, because I used to sit in an office and just do, like, paperwork. So I literally just ate that whole platter of fruit salad.
I mean, you could eat worse things.
Yes, you can.
That's a lot of sugar, but
yeah. That's... Whew. Yeah. So good.
We should probably get into what we're talking
about. Oh, yeah,
we're
doing a thing. Sorry, guys.
We're just chit-chatting, guys.
My bad.
All right, so we have a couple up-and-comers that are coming out soon-ish, because we're getting into late July at this point, which is kind of scary. I'm a little scared.
Yeah, I got 3 birthdays coming up next month.
So the first one I have here is Old, which comes out on the 23rd in theaters. Let me tell you, I saw a trailer to this and I was like, what's happening? It's like they go to a beach and they go in like this. You know how there's like some rocks kind of at the end? And I guess they meandered in there. And they got old when they came back out.
I'm sorry. Oh, wait a second. Yeah. Is this the one where there was a little boy and they were like, he was 8 like 10 seconds ago?
Yep.
I just saw something about that.
And it's the same dude, the Alex Wolf again.
Oh my God. So if you walked in again, would you just get even older?
Yep. And guess who makes this, who created this? M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong.
Oh, that guy. That
so it sounds exactly like his like weird
aesthetic.
Vibe. Yeah. Yeah. But it's a thriller about a family on a tropical vacation who discover that the secluded beach where they're relaxing is somehow causing them to age rapidly, reducing their entire lives into a single day.
Yeah,
so you know there's going to be some metaphor or some shit in there. Like, I don't know. But
this is going to be one of those things where you get no explanation.
Either that or you're going to be frustrated as fuck with the ending.
I don't like that because my fear is getting old, not dying, just getting old.
Yeah. And then, like, but suffering through
it
for a while.
Never going to the beach. fuck that.
Also coming out on the 23rd is Snake Eyes, which if you're a fan of G.I. Joe, you're going to love. It's just a spinoff centered around the character of Snake Eyes. But it's got a lot of martial arts in it. And I'm especially excited because Ursula Corbero, How do you say that name?
Cordero.
Cordero. She's in Money Heist, the Spanish show I watch on Netflix. Yo, she's so good. And I'm all about that. And it looks pretty damn action-y and exciting.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping that there's at least a good storyline, because with G.I. Joe, it's like, at least the other ones, like with Channing Tatum and all that, they like...
I wouldn't know.
They suffered, storyline-wise.
This, you just said this is a sequel.
Well, it's a spinoff.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because sequels never do well.
Yeah. And it was definitely in the G.I. Joe movie, Snake Eyes was definitely, like, my favorite, because you're like, he's an enigma. You're like, who is that?
Right.
Why is he awesome? So I'm a little bit excited about that. That's also in theaters. And then one more that I saw, actually a commercial for today, was Stillwater, starring Mr. Matt Damon. And I didn't know it was him at first until I heard his voice.
Oh?
And...
I always laugh because he was in Deadpool and nobody noticed.
Nobody noticed.
Do you know who he was?
He was in Numero Dos.
Yeah.
Yeah. You told me, remember?
Oh, I was the one that told
you?
Oh, yeah,
okay. So this comes out on the 30th of July, and it's a more grounded story. It's a father travels from Oklahoma to France to help his estranged daughter, who's in prison for a murder she claims she did not commit.
Mm.
And that daughter is played by Abigail Breslin. So I'm uber excited about this.
I'm not.
Why?
I don't know how I feel about her.
I liked her as a child.
I know. I think she should have stopped then.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
we I did watch. You know why? Because the only reference that I have is Zombieland 2, where she's like a teen, and then that Footloose remake that was trash. Oh,
that was trash. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't even watch it. I didn't have to.
God, no, don't. It's a waste.
So I'm sure there's a lot more coming down, but that's sort of like the ones that stuck out to me.
Okay.
In the later half of the month here.
I'm not sure. I think like what's coming out through our streaming platforms is just like older movies. I haven't seen anything like a Netflix originals that's coming out.
Yeah.
So.
You know what? That's fine. We need a little break to catch up on things we haven't seen.
Well, since you pissed me off with Nicolas Cage, I'm going to piss you off with this. The entire storyline of Twilight will be on Netflix.
I knew you were going to fucking do that. I knew it.
Except for Twilight. Like, that's the only one I didn't see.
Wait, what?
All the other ones are going to be there. So, like, the Moon Eclipse and the... Yeah. But the other ones, I'm like, what happened to the first one?
That's okay.
They're all
that's
available all right. on Hulu.
That's fine. That's fine. We don't need it.
Thank your bestie for that.
Damn it, Daniela.
No.
What?
Jonathan.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Well, you said bestie, so my thought went to Daniela. Oh, well,
other bestie. You watched something. I watched something, but I need your reaction to what I watched. So why don't you tell me about what you watched?
Another shout out this week to Dan.
Motherfuck! You're lucky we don't make money off of this. I'm gonna have to cut him a fucking piece.
Well, he's a fellow nerd like us, so he's watched a bunch of shit.
She told me about your shirt, your fancy shirt, your
he
Pokemon
has many.
Shirt.
Oh. Your he has many.
Many?
Yeah.
I'm gonna start. I think we're gonna have to do a thing where you're gonna have to take a picture every week, and we're gonna have to just post shirt of the week.
And what I mean is, like, I think he has multiple shirts with, like, different Pokemon on them. But it's, like, a work shirt, so you can't even tell.
I need a photo.
Dan, write in. So he suggested a movie, and I watched it, and I was very happy. The movie's called Crawl. And I don't know how we got on the subject, but...
What platform?
Hulu.
Hulu?
Hulu. For free, if you subscribe... And I think it's $3 to rent on Amazon Prime, if I remember correctly. And we were on the subject because we were talking about movies like Lake Placid and like Sharknado. How yeah. it's a big creature and they like, if it's like Sharknado, they make it ridiculous.
Yeah.
Or they have that like dog-a-puss or whatever, where it's like a dog and an octopus fused together and it's a whole movie.
Stop it.
So when he said this movie was grounded, I was like, okay, I'm listening.
Okay.
And the whole plot here, I'll read it so I don't fuck it up. A young woman, while attempting to save her father during a Category 5 hurricane in Florida,
of course it
finds
is.
Herself trapped in a flooding house and must fight for her life against alligators. Now, I know that sounds fucked up.
Oh! Yes.
You've heard of this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. The whole house floods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, who's in it? Is Kaya? Scodelario. I can't say that. She was in the Maze Runner movies.
It's Kaya.
Kaya. And then her father is played by Barry Pepper, who's a very known face, but I mostly know him from The Green Mile.
I honestly couldn't tell if that was either Jensen or Skarsgård.
Oh, I got you. He's like both.
Yeah.
He was
from that photo, at least.
Saving Private Ryan, True Grit.
A lot of
military. He was in that Awake movie I hated. He's in a lot, so dude's been around. He's also in Maze Runner. I didn't know about that. Anyway, he's good. So I was skeptical because I was like, okay, a hurricane. She had driven by a gator farm. Yeah. So they're thinking that's where, like, they came from.
I do remember watching and that.
I'll tell you the plot so that you're not like, this sounds like Sharknado, because it ain't. It's very grounded, so it seems plausible. Okay? That's why I liked it. And basically, at their house that he is, it's up for sale, so it's very empty. And because there's family, like, angst. Mm-hmm. He's in the crawl space, like, underneath the house, which is a good, like, maybe 2 or 3 feet, like, off the dirt ground. Mm-hmm. But it's all enclosed with, like, a stone design in the foundation, so it's not open. But it has holes, design holes, so, like, water could come in, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And I guess they have a drainage pipe that comes from outside into their basement, and that's where the gators got in when the whole hurricane happened and, you know, floods everywhere. And he was down there, of course, because he was a stubborn man, fixing something, and gator came in and, like, clawed him. She found him and basically barred their way from leaving the basement. So they're down there with 2+ crocs, but there's pipes everywhere, and it's just stressful from beginning to end.
Is it because of the claustrophobia as well?
Not only, well, yeah, but, like, you can't leave. There's nowhere to go. There's stairs, but the big-ass gators are there.
I don't like
that. And even
that.
That sounds like anxiety. So, this whole movie was very anxiety-ridden. And I was drinking, and I was still anxious. That says a lot.
Oh, no.
I drank a whole 32-ounce crowler of cider, and then I had, like, 3 seltzer. Like, I was off.
And I forget that you drink. I don't know why that to me is such a...
I don't drink a lot, but I had a lot that night, and I was still anxious. Usually it calms me down.
Imagine if you were stoned.
Jesus Christ. Don't play me like that.
Yeah.
But that's where Dan and I agree. Is that it's so plausible. It was like...
That seems legit. Yeah, like it could happen.
And the gators weren't like crazy animated. Like they were pretty damn good. But the one thing that they did, and I absolutely hate it, was that they brought a dog into it.
Oh no!
And that was my anxiety. Forget the people. I was like, yo, if that dog dies, I'm out. Okay?
I'm like chaos walking.
Yeah. Oh. And I'm going to tell all the pet parents out there, I'm gonna spoil this for you because... It was concerning to me. He lives.
Okay.
The dog is fine. No gator touches the dog. But the whole time, that's
all. Is it like a little yappy thing, too?
No.
It's a big dog?
It's like a bigger dog. Like a, looks like a tramp from Lady and the Tramp, kind of.
Oh, okay, got you. He's just a mix.
Yeah. And I was like, if that dog dies, like they did in Chaos Walking, I'm out.
No, that was rough.
I know.
That was rough to watch. Even for me, like usually, like, I remember I Am Legend.
Don't talk to me.
That was the first scene I watched, and I was like, I don't know why. It was like it came up on my feed somewhere, and I was like, oh, what's this? And I was like, no,
yeah,
I'm not watching this movie. So to this day,
yep,
I've not watched it.
I think it started with the movie Twister. Have you seen that movie with I almost
like
said Meg Ryan,
Helen
Hunt, and Bill Paxton?
Probably a long time ago.
Well, basically, a tornado was happening, and the whole family, it's, like, the Midwest, so they have those bunkers outside, like, under the ground.
Yeah.
So they're all running outside into the bunker, and they forget the dog inside.
I just don't understand
how. And the little girl, the baby Helen Hunt, she's like, oh my god, the dog, and they're like, forget the dog!
I think for me, it started with All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Fuck that cartoon, man. We had that on VHS.
Yeah. That, and then, Fox and the Hound.
Shut up.
I know.
Shut up.
I know.
We already talked about this.
Yeah.
So, Crawl, I give it a stress level 10. overall, I'd give it a 7. Like, it's not bad. It's not amazing. There's, like, a convenient part of the plot where Kaya, whatever her character is, swims.
She's a swimmer?
Yeah.
A professional swimmer or whatever? Yeah.
And her dad coached her, and it's like this whole relationship thing. Well, living in
Florida, that would make sense, actually.
Yeah, so, you know, in some parts when they, like, make it outside and there's a boat, but there's lots of gators, he's like, you gotta swim. Fast. Faster than you ever have in your life. Like, you know what I mean?
Wicked dramatic.
Yeah. But, that was the only convenient thing that I was like, eh, about. But, yo.
No, but I do remember watching it.
I wouldn't even call it a horror movie. It's a thriller.
It's totally suspenseful.
Suspense, for sure, because edge this heart. Seat. Yeah! Because if it's not one thing, it's the fucking next. And I was like, oh my god.
You gotta love when movies make you do that. You're just like, oh my god.
Pulling your face.
Yeah.
Yep, that was me the whole time.
I love it. I like that.
Yeah. So, okay. Highly recommend.
Okay.
Highly recommend.
What I saw was
completely different.
Yeah.
Didn't have to do with alligators.
And, nope. Not even close.
Tell me.
So I'm actually a little embarrassed to admit this.
What?
Sex/Life on Netflix.
And this is new, right?
It is new. And I think it's still on the top 10.
How did we talk about it before? Because remember we talked about it a little bit because somebody was in it.
The guy that's in it, I've only seen in, like, one other movie.
Okay, got you.
Yeah, and it was actually, I think, a Netflix original as well. He's Aussie.
Is there anybody? Aussie. That's right, yeah.
He's Aussie.
Is there any in this that you know of?
No, not really. No, there's no familiar face
okay.
in this.
Okay. That's a good thing?
It is. They did a very good job. Okay. I like the main chick. She's really pretty. Very, very, very
I like
pretty.
Unknown faces. So tell me, what is this about? About having a sex life?
Okay, so I'll tell you. It's a lack thereof, actually.
Is that why it's sex/life?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's basically, she is a mom of two kids. The youngest is still, like, breastfeeding.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's still a baby. Married. She's living the life. She's a stay-at-home mom. Her husband has a really good job. He's, like, a really great man, supportive and kind, and he's a really great father and everything. But.
There's always a but.
There's no sex.
Well, they're married.
And when the sex is there, it's bad.
Yeah.
So, like, they gave you a little snippet of what their sex is. This is a very graphic series.
Like, okay, got you.
Nudity. It's very, it's literally soft core porn.
Okay.
All right. So they're,
that's not the new,
they're trying to get into it. They're getting into it. And he's got his eyes on the TV. Watching the game.
Ah.
While he was on top. Looking back. And she's like, just let me get on top. And she's like, okay, cool. Right. So she gets on top. He finishes too quick. She tries to finish herself. With a vibrator, the vibrator dies. Yo, she can't catch her. Oh, next thing you know, baby starts to cry. So she's got to just, great, you busted your nut, and here I'm left with nothing.
Yeah.
She starts to write this journal on her computer, and it's basically logging, like, the best sex that she's ever had throughout her life. She was a very, she's from Georgia. Originally, and she moved to New York to live that city girl life while she was in college, and she had that life.
Mm-hmm.
Parties, hookups, doing her thing, going to school to be a doctor at the same time. She was living the fucking dream.
Mm-hmm.
The last guy that she was with, she says, was like the best everything that she's ever had. And it's basically her questioning her choices in life because she feels like she's lost herself. And I can sympathize with that because when you become a mom, it's like,
you're not living for you no more.
No, you can't just go out to a party and just do what you want because you have to think of the responsibilities that you have at home.
Mm-hmm.
So as much as I would love to go out and get trashed.
You can't.
I can't do that.
Before you continue, this is a series, not a movie.
Okay. It is a series, and there's definitely going to be a season two because I left you at season two.
Uh-oh.
So she's writing in great detail about all the things that this guy did to her and what her life was like.
Hot.
And her husband finds it. He finds it, bends her over the counter, fucks her. But you can see that as much as she's loving it, he's hating it. Because he's being rough with her, like pushing her down, pulling her hair, and she's like asking for it. And he's
he doesn't
saying,
want it.
dirty ass shit, and you can just tell that he's just so uncomfortable. So eventually they talk about it, and she's like, I thought it was great. And he's like, I totally disrespected you, and I felt awful about it.
Yeah. So I would say there's probably a level of guilt there.
So now he's aware that she's missing this whole side of her life that he didn't even know about.
Mm-hmm.
Because he doesn't know.
Yeah. Does she know that he knows?
Yeah, because she walked in on him reading
it. Oh, I got you. Okay.
So I'm intrigued. He's now constantly going through her computer, reading her journal entries. And now she's fantasizing about her ex. The ex pops up. He says that, like, he's still in love with her and that nothing's changed for him, even though she's married and has kids. So now it's like, should I leave my husband for the man that I used to have? Even though that relationship was toxic, the good times were good times.
Mm-hmm.
But she loves her family, so she's caught in this middle. Girl, it's just a lot. And it's fucking... I couldn't help but sympathize.
Well, yeah.
You know, with both of them.
Yeah.
Because... all three of them, actually. Because the husband thought that he had this perfect life. And come to find out, your wife is a freak.
Yeah.
And you can't keep up.
Yep.
Right? So she has the perfect home life, but doesn't have the sex life and the adventure that she used to have. And he tries.
Mm-hmm.
He tries to satisfy that in her.
You can't blame him for that.
But he has never been that person.
Mm.
You know? So it always falls short somewhere. Mm-hmm. Or he approaches it wrong. Or he approaches it right, and then she's like, no, because this isn't you. Like, it's not genuine to your person, so that's not what I want. So it's like this difficult thing, right? And the whole time there's just ass and tits everywhere. Let's be honest, that's why anybody's watching it.
Well, yeah.
It definitely ends in a cliffhanger. And honestly, like, the whole time, I couldn't tell who I was rooting for.
Really?
I couldn't tell.
I like that.
I couldn't tell if I wanted her, like... part of me wanted her to stay with her husband, but I know that she would be sacrificing such a huge part of herself. But with her going to her old guy, he's like this huge music producer.
Mm.
Like, you're ready to take on two kids and a married life and still have our adventures. Like, she wants all of it.
Yeah.
I hate to use, for lack of a better word, the only logical thing that she could do to have both her cake and eat it too is to just cheat on her husband.
Mm.
So, we don't know what's going to happen.
Damn. I'm intrigued.
Yeah. So, there's this scene that's been going all around social media.
So, you've told me.
Yeah. I didn't know.
But you mean going around.
So, it's like a reaction. It's a reaction scene. Do you
want
to...
Okay, you're going to show me this
scene. So here's the thing, though, guys. If I show her this, we're going to show her the scene. We're going to get her afterthoughts, and then this will be it for this episode. It's going to be a short one today.
But, like, why is it going around the internet? Like, because it's funny? Or because it's,
no,
like...
No, it's shocking. It's absolutely... And I'll let you watch it. So who you're going to see right now, what you're going to see is... this lady's husband and her ex are at the showers at a gym.
I know where this is going.
I don't know if you know where this is going.
Okay.
All right. Let me just make sure my
volume. Can you point out who's who?
Yeah, this is the husband. The other guy is the ex.
I know what's going to happen. I know what's going to happen. I watch enough Pornhub. That's them?
Shh. It's coming.
Okay. Go back. That ain't real.
Hold on.
That ain't real.
Microphone, Amanda.
At first I thought it was... that's down to his knees. What the
okay.
fuck?
So now, first off, is that too big?
That's too big.
That's too big. If I saw that come out of somebody's pants... I literally would say, I just got diarrhea, I need to go home. Because that's too much dick.
A vagina is only so... it's only built so...
so deep.
Yeah.
That you can't even enjoy half of that.
Or he can't even...
How do you jerk that off? Two hands.
You need like an orange and a hand and a mouth.
Wow. Tell me how bad I felt for the husband, though.
His face. He's like, yo, shit.
And if you see this bitch, she's, like, shorter than Daniela.
Ooh.
Yeah, and you're telling me you're taking all of that?
There's no way.
Okay.
You can only take it up the ass, because...
You ready for the most shocking part out of all of this? That's his dick. That's his cock. That's his real life cock. That cock belongs to that man.
That ain't real.
That's his.
That ain't real.
It's his.
God, shit was down to his knees,
bro. He can't even wear shorts.
He can't wear nothing.
He has to wear the baggiest pants. And I wonder...
How do you stuff that in briefs? You can't.
Tuck it off to one side. There's no other way.
And that peeks out the bottom.
I guess so.
That poor man.
Yeah.
Like, they always say you want the big dick, but no, do you really? No.
I feel like women want that just to see, but I don't think I would want that shit every day.
No, you want that shit poking the back of your throat? No.
You can't even...
You can't enjoy that.
Unless you're a sword swallower, then I guess you're all right.
But those of us who have a very strong gag reflex...
No, I don't have that. But I still wouldn't enjoy that. Mm-mm. But then at the same time, like, if dude got hard, I think that's it. Like, it's not getting any bigger than that. I don't even think it could stand up straight, the weight of that thing. Like a piece of ham.
Oh my god. You went there, you fucker.
You were daring me with your eyes.
No, I wouldn't.
You're bracing yourself.
What are you going to say right now is what I was thinking.
You're bracing yourself.
But that's not...
That is Thanksgiving dinner right there, dude. All right,
you know what? This lends a great topic because ladies... Is that what we really want?
I don't think so. I think women, I think there's a...
Because that's
I think
not...
there's a thing where we're expected to just want big dick all the fucking time. And,
That's not fun.
Should I get personal here? Yeah, let's fucking do it. As someone who has access to that, shit hurts. All right?
Yeah.
That's not for everybody.
No.
I think
especially that length.
I think...
God damn!
And honestly, I'd rather have girth.
That's true, yeah.
I'd rather have girth. So I think that when they say... So this is... I got a ruler.
I have a straw.
I have a nail file in my hands. That's enough.
Yeah.
That's enough.
And that's what? 9 inches? 8 inches?
That's too much.
No, that's too much.
That's too much.
6. That's about 6 inches.
Even that's enough.
That's all we need.
That's enough.
That's all they need.
So the guys that are out there and you got bitches calling you shrimp dick because you are anywhere between 4 to 6 inches hard.
Leave them.
Honey, it's okay. Because your G-spot is not in your cervix, bitches.
Yeah.
It's right at your fucking entrance.
Yeah.
So I don't understand why you hitting here going, I need a nice 10-incher. Like, what the fuck are you doing with that? You must be taking it in the ass.
Yeah.
There's no other way. There's no other way you could enjoy that entire fucking thing.
Yeah.
So when women are turned on, your vagina lengthens.
Yes.
Okay? That's fine. But it will not lengthen more than about 6 inches.
Yeah.
So what is the point of a niner?
There's no point.
There's a whole 3 inches that you're not even getting to.
All it is it's like... eye candy, but you don't want to, like...
And that's if it's aesthetically pleasing, because dicks are gross.
Dicks Let's are kind of gross, yeah.
Serious here. That was not pretty.
No.
It's just hanging there. Wet, glistening. Veiny as fuck. So pink.
We know you like your veins, okay?
It's so pink.
Well, yes, he's a very pink man.
Yeah, but I don't... What I have at home, that's about all I can take. I can't take no more than that.
You know what I thought was going to happen in that scene? I thought they were going to be lovers.
I know.
So that's
because that's what everybody thought. And then fucking turned around with a third leg. That's a whole baby arm.
Well, isn't that they say that's like what men want is like the baby arm holding an apple?
I mean, that ain't cute.
So to all the guys out there.
I'm not playing you. If I were single and I saw that, I wouldn't.
I wouldn't even.
No.
If it's attached to an asshole, especially
I'd probably touch it just to see if my eyes are not deceiving me.
Yeah.
I'd probably do one of these.
I'd be like, can you fold it in half?
Toss it over your shoulder. Can you carry it like a child?
Oh, my God.
So, like, I just, It's too much.
That's too much.
It's too much. And I feel like gay men might have a different reaction because, hello, if you're a bottom, then that's all right. But I'm good.
I'm good, too.
Even, like, a pen. The length of a pen.
That's fine.
Even the length of a pen. I will take that.
To be fair, we don't even need that.
No. I would take that. Yep. The length. Can you hand me that pencil? I'm just measuring anything.
That's, this one?
Yeah, no.
This
the,
one.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
The length of a number two pencil. That's actually about the length of, that's longer than. Okay, let me just go back to what I originally said. The length of a nail file.
Yeah.
I think that's fine.
Yeah.
I don't need much more than that.
That's perfect.
I even just then, need you to be thick.
Yeah.
Don't come at me with pencil dick. this not all right. This hurts.
The number two dick pencil.
Yeah, no, I don't need that shit. Just give me the length of a nail file and like thick. Fill me up.
But even then, it's, I mean, I don't know about you, but usually it's about the clit, not necessarily the penetration.
So women have a very difficult time having an orgasm vaginally.
Yes.
But it takes a very skilled person. So as long as the person knows what they're doing, like, I have an O every time.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes more than once.
Obviously.
But my O's can be very painful because they go on and on.
Oh.
I have very long O's.
Do you know what's funny? Not funny. I don't know what it was on. But I remember seeing something where it was like a chick would never, like, she couldn't stop owing all day.
Oh yeah, I saw that. So there was an episode of Grey's Anatomy. It was recently. I saw it on Facebook recently. But I remember that also was an episode in Grey's Anatomy. Imagine? that sounds not fun.
No. I wouldn't want to have sex at that point.
No.
Because what's the point?
Yeah. That would just get so tiring.
Yeah.
No, but they take forever.
I'm sorry.
I take forever to come down from one. So
you're just a hot mess.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good time. Sometimes I'd rather not finish.
Yeah.
Because that's more enjoyable. Because I know that once I actually have my orgasm, it's gonna feel great the first few seconds, and then I'm gonna be in complete agony because it just hurts.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Can you put the nail file down?
I'm sorry.
I'll put the pencil down.
Well, anything phallic. There's too many things here. The scissors.
Superman makes so much sense now. Made him stop eating penile shaped things.
So yeah, that was a big hearty dick. Yeah. But like I said, like, he's a shower. There's no grower there. There can't be.
You don't know.
He might just get a little erect. I don't think that shit grows.
It just lifts like an inch and that's
it. Yeah, I don't think that if he got hard, that thing would get any bigger.
That would how does that not hurt?
Hurt who?
That bitch.
Oh, she's tiny.
She goes all the way up to her chest inside.
It literally will rearrange her guts.
That's yucky.
Unless her cervix is still open. You get all up in the uterus. Imagine. Oh my God.
I don't know if I like that, though. Mm-mm. I'm done. We should be done with this topic of conversation.
I feel bad for him, too.
I'm just trying to think about the logistics of everyday life.
I'll tell you this. Those impossible, like, we're standing and having sex. Like, I don't know how that works. But he would have no problem managing that.
Well, especially if you're that tiny and you can, and you're like a skinny little bitch and can, you know, have a man who can hold you up easily.
Tell me how you really feel, man.
Sorry. There's sometimes I hate being a curvy girl, but
hey, girl, I'm like a linebacker, all right? There's no lifting this.
That's what I'm saying.
There's no lifting this.
We can't have any romantic spinning moments.
No.
Because I'll floor you.
Yeah. Same. Like, I might take you out.
No, it's not might, will.
It'll happen.
Not you, me. So, write in. I'm just kidding.
If you've seen that scene, you know what it is. If you haven't seen that scene, it's Sex Life on Netflix, episode 3. Go to like the 19 minutes and 45 second mark and
you'll see yonder some big from strong there. Wander?
I said yonder from there. What did you say? Jog off?
Jog on.
Jog on from there.
That doesn't, no. That doesn't jog make any on sense. Means fuck off.
Oh, well, yeah, go ahead. Fuck off from there.
Yeah, you don't need to watch anything else. Just watch that 1 second.
Yeah. No, you know what, though? The series is good. Like, yeah, it's there for the sex and stuff like that, but the whole
storyline,
her struggle, and watching her husband deal with that.
I like that, because usually they just show it from, like, the woman's point of view, and it's trash.
You see him. He's, you definitely see, like, him go from a very confident man.
And now he's second-guessing everything.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks. Yeah. So,
And it's affecting his job and everything.
How many Wiccas would you give it so far?
I give it, like, a 7.5, 8.
That's solid.
Yeah.
It's not something I'd usually go for, but I might.
Yeah, no, I think you should. I think the dynamics. So, because, like, they're going through this together, but she's, like, obviously she talks to her best friend, and then the guy is there, and then you see the husband's new boss at work is showing interest in him more than professionally. So it's like now he has an opportunity of
some. So there's just a lot of hormones going on.
It's just when one door closes.
Yeah.
Or it's close to closing. Yeah. Yeah.
That's.
But it's.
Why are you so smart?
I was very surprised by it. I really thought it was just going to be.
Sex. I mean,
there was a lot of it, but it's just. I feel like, especially when you become a parent or you have any life-changing, altering things, you miss the part of yourself that basically is like the highlight, like the peak of your life.
Yeah.
And that's what that was for her. And then she got sick of these fucking trash dudes and settled with a nice guy. And he gave her stability and a home and a family and everything she ever wanted. It's just that she herself is lost.
Yeah.
I think there's like depression and stuff like that.
Yeah.
What's that called?
Post-traumatic stress?
No, I'm sorry.
Postpartum.
Postpartum, thank you. I think she's definitely going through that, so.
I got you.
But yeah.
I like it. I'm gonna try it out. Yeah, and if you don't like a storyline and you just want the sex, go to pornhub.com.
There you go.
And
Watch
some videos.
You can get an OnlyFans and do the same thing, and I'm pretty sure that yeah. I've thought about it.
You know how much people money make?
I know.
But you'd have to be, like, 100% in it. Like
how much money people make.
Yeah. You'd have to be, like...
I don't want to put in that much work. I don't want to put in that much work. And I'm not even talking about going so salacious. Like, I'm just talking, like, feet pics? You want a video? It's $50.
$100. So that podcast that I listened to, Stiff Socks, they were talking about like how much OnlyFans women make sometimes. I mean, it can get in the million. Yeah. Like
I remember there was during quarantine, there was a guy that had gone on. I remember watching the video on Instagram, whether it was real or not, I don't fucking know, but it seemed legit. And he's like, today marks a year since my girlfriend has started her OnlyFans and she just hit $1 million.
Fuck, dude.
I'm like, what the fuck am I doing with my life?
But they said that there's this one that they follow and she has like, I mean, she makes bank. She's like one of the famous ones or whatever.
Yeah.
And sometimes she'll do like the salacious stuff, but she'll mostly just like live stream her life. Like be like, hey guys, I'm just going to the store. Javi, it's like a girlfriend experience.
Javi was like, we literally could set up a camera in the bedroom and you just lay down in the bed watching movies like you do and make money off of that.
You could.
I'm like, that's weird.
It's boring.
It's weird. He's like, you just have to buy really short shorts. I was like, yeah, no. I wouldn't want my face on there, but like my tattoos would give me away.
To people who know you here.
Yeah, you think that there aren't sickos out there that are following these girls on OnlyFans that they don't know, like uncles?
Ooh.
Yeah, you can't restrict anybody.
Can you imagine watching porn relative or somebody you know at work?
And you know what's really bad is that you would be so fucking intrigued that you wouldn't stop watching.
I know. And then how do you go, like, see them next time? You're like,
you don't say anything. You're just like, again, you cronk it.
Why do we do that every time?
Because I feel like it's an accurate representation of my mental status sometimes.
There you go. So that's about it. Long dicks, alligators, and...
I'm surprised you went mute.
Olds. Mute?
Like when you saw it, your jaw...
Just fell?
Yeah.
It fell, like his dick, towards his knees.
was pretty close. I didn't even see the dick to ball ratio. Like, what does that business in the back look like? I'm going to have to go back. Now we have to go back. Goodbye, everybody. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. We have to go look at a big dick. Bye.
Adios. Bye.